there. My name is Chelsea Kidd. I live on Broadway. And let me put it simply. Maine is an isolating place. Many people like that. They find a sort of romance in the jagged rocks and the rustic cabins in the pine forest. And if that is what you're seeking, wonderful. Maine has abundant opportunities for you. But many of us here want what so many humans want, and that's connection and acceptance. I was born in Maine, right here in the Mid-Coast, and have lived here all of my life except for 1 year. Yet I'm not really considered from here because my parents are from out of state, from away. A message I received in childhood and continue to receive today. It's alienating, but it's nothing compared to what other people face because their skin's a little bit darker than mine or their accent's a little bit different. I heard some say that Mainers are good, kind people. We don't need a resolution. We just are that way. Except it turns out that that's not as true as we think. The things people in our own local community have said about refugees in particular paint a different, ugly picture. I won't give the comments the dignity of repeating them here, but a common thread for many was a misunderstanding of what it means to be a refugee, along with an utter disregard for immigrants of any variety, believing that we must take care of our own first, with a very narrow definition of what our own means. We need to make it clear that discrimination based on any immigration status is not acceptable in Rockland, Maine. This resolution, as it stands, is not revolutionary or radical or extreme. This is essential. It's laying the foundation for a better Rockland through human decency and economic good sense. Immigrants will go somewhere, and some are already here. Why not welcome them? Down East Magazine may say that Rockland is the best place to live in Maine, but the best place in a dying state doesn't mean much, and we have to turn that around. Taking a cowardly, discriminatory approach, even if it's currently trendy, improves nothing for Rockland and nothing for those who seek a better life here. Removing any element of this resolution would prove to be a lack of integrity. We cannot compromise the foundation, but we will always have the chance to build on it later.
Folks, I need to ask also, we need to get through this. I know clap things, one of those things like to do, but we have to really get through it. Craig?
Just a brief whistle, perhaps. Good evening, members of council, and good evening to this robust citizen. My name is Greg Marley. I live on Greenway here in Rockland. I'm here to speak in favor of the resolution supporting a healthy diversity in our city. Like almost all of us, if not all of us, my family came to this country as immigrants, seeking to escape tyranny and in the hopes of finding economic, religious, and political freedom in a new land. It may have been 4 or 5 generations back, but there we were. Like all waves of new Americans, my Irish and French ancestors faced discrimination, economic and social hardships, and bias, not too dissimilar to that being faced by some recent Hispanic, Asian, Middle Eastern, and other immigrants. In the transition to a new way of being, we all are more vulnerable to the established power base. They set the right rules, they enforce them. Today, I also see significant bias and social hardship being faced by people who do not fit into our heteronormative culture. In my day job, I work to prevent suicide and to address the drivers of suicide in our communities. I wait not with patience for the date and the generation of young lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender youth who work through adolescence without facing the increased harassment, bullying, rejection, and all the behavioral risks associated. LGBT youth attempt suicide at rates 3 to 4 times higher than their straight peers. Rates among trans youth and adults are even higher. We together, as a culture, as a community, can do better. I also see ongoing bias for those living with mental illness. We are among all of us living with mental illness. They are our siblings, our parents, our cousins, our neighbors. They are us. And of course, they live with us. Treat them as family. I support all that this city can do to place equality, acceptance, and celebration of all people as an aspirational and civic value. Please pass this resolution with resounding support. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. And just a reminder, we're still on Rockland Residents First.
Bravo.
Greetings, everyone. My name is Jean Dooley, and I am the Executive Director of Out Maine. We have been here in Rockland for 20 years. Our current address is 63 Park Street. Our organization has been for 20 years supporting and empowering lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered, and questioning youth and their families. Greg, just before me, talked a little bit about some of the realities facing this population, and I really want to highlight that it's a bad situation for youth, particularly in our area. Greg's statistic of 3 to 4 times the suicide ideation and action rate for these youth is true, and Rockland, Knox County has one of the highest rates in the state. 8 out of 10 of these youth experience bullying and harassment on a regular basis. They skip school, they drop out of school, they are at a high risk of substance abuse. They represent 25 to 40% of the homeless teens in the state of Maine. And that's bad news because we have no resources here for LGBTQ youth in terms of homeless options. I'm here on behalf of Out Maine and everybody who is a supporter of ours because we feel it's very important to make this kind of a statement that Rockland is welcoming and affirming and, underline, safe for everybody who might be perceived as different, however that is defined. In December, we held a retreat for youth, LGBTQ youth, and we asked them what's been happening since November. Have they noticed any difference in their experiences in their schools and their communities? Just pulled a couple of things out. They are seeing an increased verbal harassment in schools and communities. They feel like people can now say whatever they want. The mandate has been ripped off. There are comments about Trump taking care of the gays the way Hitler took care of the Jews. This is in our schools. Students are telling other students to stay with their own kind. And transgender students, particularly as you look at the last 2 days, are more and more concerned about their own safety in bathrooms and in hallways. The situation is grave for these youth and has been for a while and is getting worse. So I am really standing here to encourage you to make a strong statement, not just a gesture, a strong statement that Rockland is welcoming and affirming for everyone. I'd like to just briefly read the letter that I submitted to the council today. This is from our organization, Dear Rockland City Council Members and the Mayor. Out Maine, whose mission is to support and empower rural LGBTQ youth and their families, is pleased and thrilled to support the Rockland City Resolution's efforts to make Rockland welcoming and affirming to all LGBTQ people, regardless of their sexual orientation, their gender identity, or their gender expression. All of those are different. In particular, we encourage efforts to provide gender-inclusive bathrooms as well as the taking of a strong stand against bullying and harassment in any venue. Out Maine has always and will continue to work with schools, government agencies, community organizations, and providers toward the goal of creating welcoming and affirming communities. In the last 18 months alone, Out has trained over 2,000 providers and organizations on providing safe spaces for LGBTQ youth and families, and we look forward to continuing our 20 years of work right here in Rockland as efforts to bring the resolution's vision of a welcoming and affirming community come to fruition. I really encourage you to make a strong stand and support this work. Thank you.
Thank you, Jean.